I love politics.
Not sure what politics and dating really go together.
The only thing I do recognize right now is a political fiasco here.
Political decision.
What are you doing? You don't know anything about politics.
Well, apparently you're more political than we thought.
I'm no cheap, crooked politician!
Gentlemen, affairs of state must take precedent over the affairs of state.
Boy, I did not go into politics to pimper you.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, Steve Harvey, it might be 2016, but we didn't forget.
There are two women left, Colombia and Philippines. One of you is about to become our new Miss Universe. If for any reason she is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take her place. Good luck to both of you. Miss Universe 2015 is Colombia!
No, it's not. You're going to start a world war over here. Let that be over there with Saudi Arabia and Iran. Not on this side, please. My God. And then Drex, why are you playing that? That's so 2 weeks ago. No, because guess what happened on New Year's Eve? Now, yes, it was a couple of weeks ago that Steve Harvey made that huge mistake while hosting Miss Universe, and he announced Miss Colombia, and it was actually the real winner was Miss Philippines. Well, apparently, Colombia is still really pissed off about this because it's a New Year's Eve tradition that they make effigies of things that are bad, and they burn these dolls symbolizing things that caused controversy in the past year. So guess what all the effigies were? Steve Harvey. He was burning up the town. Medellin and all of the other ones. I don't know what the rest of them are. I only know that one. I don't know why. The burning of the effigies in Latin America is done to ward off bad luck in the coming year, so it's a pretty common thing to do. So it was pretty, quite silly, amusing. Dummies of Steve Harvey. And so it was. All right, I have to say good evening to our next guest. And I know Daya's her first name, and then I'm going to say disestablishmentarianism because that's the longest word I know in the English language until I saw your last name. Go ahead. I have no idea how to pronounce it.
So,
do you want me to guess?
You can try to guess. Do you want me to help you with it, or do you want me to just tell you?
Do it. Guess. I want to hear
let
it.
Let me guess.
Yeah, I have faith in you. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Lakshman Arianan.
Very close. Very close. If you just kind of let it flow, Lakshman Arianan.
Lakshman Arianan.
Very good.
Oh,
very good.
Lakshman Arianan.
Yeah.
Lakshman Arianan. I'm going to be saying that in my sleep now. Lakshman Arianan. Because I had to look up anti-disestablishmentarianism because I forgot that. And I thought, wow, now that's going to stick in my head.
Yeah.
Daya Lakshman Arianan.
Yeah.
It must drive you. You know, I have a difficult last name. No, my mother did not name me Drex.
Uh-huh.
But I think I have a simple, difficult to pronounce last name. And it does. It's crazy because people try to make it French. They try to make it German.
What do people say?
Well, they just mess it up all the time. So I can't even imagine what they. How many letters is that?
16 letters, 6 syllables.
And so I get. It's got to. And I'm sure everybody asks you this. I mean, how do you even get by when you say to this to someone over the phone, a phone operator, a representative? Representative. What do they say? Oh, my God.
Well, thank God most tech support is in India now, so they have no trouble with it. They can all say it just fine. It's the Americans that are a hard time.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Sadly. So you are of Indian descent.
Yeah. My name is a South Indian name. My parents are from India. They immigrated to the U.S. And that's...
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They immigrated from... India to the U.S., and that's their name.
Okay. So, if you don't mind me asking, are you Hindu?
My family is Hindu, but the good thing about Hinduism is there is nothing you really need to do. You don't need to say, I believe that this person died for my sins or whatever. Basically, it's you get to eat good food and celebrate holidays, and we just had Diwali. There's nothing you have to do to be considered a Hindu. So by proxy, I'm Hindu, but I don't do anything particularly, like I don't swear an allegiance. I don't have to read any books.
It's not heavy.
I don't have to go to the temple. Yeah, it's like
you
it's
don't
very
have to
easy.
Take over states. You don't have to knock off governments.
It's very easy.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight with the left wing.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe some of that.
Yeah, maybe fighting with the right wing would be good. Yeah.
Right, which brings me to Donald Trump, who just, now you might want to grab your headphones for this, Daya, because he just released his first ad. He's actually spending some of his money. Here we have Jeb. Jeb will fix it, who's already dumped $58 million on what? I don't know. A big pile of, you know what. But, you know, this is Trump trying to get into Iowa and New Hampshire. Let's take a listen.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The politicians can pretend it's something else, but Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism. That's why he's calling for a temporary shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until we can figure out what's going on. He'll quickly cut the head off ISIS and take their oil. And he'll stop illegal immigration by building a wall on our southern border that Mexico will pay for.
We will make America great again.
Oh, my God. That sounds like parody. I swear to God, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because, you know what? Yes.
I know.
It does.
I know.
Chris, I had Crystal download it. I said, I didn't have time to listen to it today. Just go ahead and download it and load it for the 9 o'clock hour. I'll play it.
Hilarious.
It sounds like a parody.
Cut the head off
ISIS. Cut the head off or shutting down the Muslims. They're not coming
in. Building a wall.
Building a wall or cutting off oil. Yeah.
We're going to make America great again.
So now I have, this is an obvious go-to question because you are Indian and you're Hindu. I suppose you get confused sometimes because Americans, let's face it, we're not, some of us are smarter than others. And some don't get it. There's that. They may confuse you as being Muslim.
It's actually a growing issue right now. There's Hindus get it, but also Sikhs get it too.
Right.
Sikhs are the folks who have the turbans and the beards. Sikh is a different religion from Islam, and often the Sikhs are getting mistaken for Muslims. And there was a gentleman, he was bashed because they were like, Muslim, go back to your own country, and he's Sikh. So these conservative,
radical right wing,
Islamophobes.
Yes.
Can't even get the racism right. They're like, are you Islam? And you're just like, no, I'm Mormon. Oh, whatever, weird, I hate you. You know, like,
right.
that's pretty much what's going
on.
No,
I'm Indian. Oh, are you Cherokee or are you Sioux?
Which one is it? Exactly,
no,
pretty
dude,
much.
Dude, I'm from that place where the cows walk around.
Yeah.
Get that? Comprende?
There was a woman that posted on Facebook. She was in Boston. It was cold. It's cold there. She was wearing a scarf over her head to protect her ears. And someone on the subway was like, go back to your own country. This is what's making. They thought she was Muslim because she put a scarf over her head. That's how dumb the radical right is.
Well, the Muslims shouldn't have to put up with it, and especially the Sikhs and the people from India. I mean, and it's increasing. I'm sure it is increasing.
It's
crazy.
It's a question of ignorance, really. And we remember, like, a few years ago, that Sikh temple in Wisconsin was shut up because it was like it was like either Aryan Nation or skinhead, one of those people that
they
doesn't
got it
read.
Wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So unfortunately, these mistakes are dividing people, but they're also getting us to come together. Like, even my friends who are light-skinned black folks are like, hey, we're with you, you know? Like, we get confused for Muslims, and I'm like, wow, what's worse, driving while black or flying while Islam? Like, I don't know. Like, these things are all affecting us.
No, being Sikh or Indian, you're in between.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're getting it from all three sides.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Daya... Lakshminarian.
Very good.
Daya Lakshminarian. Okay. She is my guest, and she's the current host of SF San Francisco's monthly Moth Story Slam. Do I have that right? Host of San Francisco's Slam at Public Works, and she appears on NPR's Snap Judgment. And you have an upcoming appearance at Sketchfest on the 16th, 2 o'clock at Punchline.
That's correct.
Okay. When we come back, you're going to do something really brave. She's going to Sam Quinton. Sam Quinton as the prison. And we'll chat about it coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I mean, you've got a rockin' bod, I got to say.
You know? Maybe David Gergen will call.
And I have to say, Kathy, I have to say, nice rack. I didn't know you had all of that.
Thank you.
Up there.
Wow. What is in that cup?
Abita Martinez, New Orleans survivors, there's your beer. There's your beer.
Abita beer.
We even nurses some Abita beer.
I love that because New Year's Eve, Heather and I were sitting here watching the monitors and we were watching CNN, of course, and Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper hosting, which, by the way, trust me, this is going to take off. This is going to be bigger than Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest is going to be toast. All right. I mean, it's just not the same without Dick Clark. I'm not dissing Ryan. I know Ryan. I like him. But Kathy and Anderson are perfect. And it's starting to really work. So at one point, Kathy, she stripped down to her bra and some leggings and walked around Times Square, which was awesome. But Don Lemon, they kept putting shots of Don Lemon on from New Orleans. Okay? And I said, we were sitting here, and Heather and I were saying, look, he's wasted.
Hammered.
He's just wasted. Oh, my God. And at one point, his host, Brooke Baldwin, took the drink out of his hand and said she was cutting him off.
Yeah.
After he said to Kathy Griffin, you know, hey, nice rack. I mean, you know, well, if you're an anchor guy, that's, you're pushing your luck.
It's the least offensive thing that Don Lemon has ever said. And if you listen to what he says, like, every other thing is, like, misogynist or slightly racist. Like, something is wrong with Don Lemon. But maybe giving him alcohol is the way to go. Maybe Don Lemon needs a two-drink minimum. Like, that's
yeah.
what we need.
By the way, Daya, Lakshminarayan is my guest.
Hello.
Yes. And she has an appearance at San Francisco Sketchfest, January 16th, 2 o'clock at the Punchline. And she's a big comedian all over the country. And we welcome her for, thank her for coming into KGO on a Monday night. You're right. I remember Don Lemon when he put up the N-word.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, during the Ferguson crisis. I was thinking to myself, dude, is it really, why are you doing this? I mean, what's the point? And yeah, all I could think was, this is show business Don thinking. Yes, this isn't news anchor Don thinking. This is the other side of your brain. I wish I was in show business Don
right,
thinking.
Right. And when one of those poor women, one of the Cosby accuser women who had been allegedly, I have to say allegedly, you know, victimized, but I trust these women, she was on, and I think Don Lemon asked her something like, well, you know, he forced you to do this. Why couldn't you just, you know, not do it? You know, and it was some, you know, horrible sex act. And she was like, oh, my gosh. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't have that sensitivity.
And one of the things that you mentioned, Bill Cosby, so he thanked his supporters on Twitter after being charged with sexual assault. And that happened over the weekend. And he was, you know, before that, he was charged with allegedly drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home in Pennsylvania 12 years ago. So he was released on $1 million bail. But also, the judge that made this ruling is saying Cosby's wife, Camille, has to give a deposition in the lawsuit that was brought by these seven women who, Cosby sexually abused decades ago, allegedly. For whatever it's worth, Camille is upset and humiliated and doesn't want to defend him anymore. But, you know, normally the law protects you where the wife doesn't have to testify. Mm-hmm. But apparently that's not the case. I guess one of the things that's being bannered around is, well, but she was his manager.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a different story.
Yeah, and if
she's been really quiet.
Yeah, and if she had knowledge of criminal activity for some reason as the business manager, I guess that Trump's spousal privilege or something like that. I don't know the law well enough to know. But
well, the law is if you're married, you do not have to testify against your spouse.
Right.
Yeah, and they can't force you. But I guess this deposition is a different thing, and especially in a civil court. And the sources to this quote say, my husband doesn't deserve jail, but he does deserve every bit of hell that he's going through now. And even though he's still pretending that hell doesn't exist. Well, did you see the walk into the courtroom?
Oh, yeah, with the cane and
holding the young people.
Sweater.
Yes. Oh, my God. If that's not overacting, I don't know what is. Look, it doesn't matter on whose side you're on this. I'm just saying the perp walk was ridiculous. I mean, you know, at one point he acted like he stumbled over the curb. I was like, seriously, dude.
I know.
You're overacting. You're one of the biggest actors in the world, you know. Right. Come on.
Let's place bets. Do you think the next time he appears, he'll be in a wheelchair?
I think he looks so feeble.
Yeah.
And here's the tell on this. A couple days prior, I think it was on TMZ, they had a picture of him and they were talking about him, you know, signing autographs outside of a theater and smiling it up and being jovial. And all of a sudden, I can hardly move and I don't know where the curb's at.
All of a sudden.
So, Daya, I want to ask you about your appearance. You're going to San Quentin Prison.
Yes. Speaking of felons, Bill Cosby will transition from that.
Nicely done.
Yeah. I've been to San Quentin before. I performed for a group of lifers. They're in... They're mostly eligible for parole. Some were not, but they are lifers. So they are people who had been there for 10, 20 years. a long time. And so it's really fascinating because they sent me this huge list of what I could and could not wear. Like, for example, no red, no blue, no denim, nothing that is orange or resembles any prison outfits or guard outfits. I had to wear long sleeves, nothing that showed my legs, no open-toed. Here's the best part. If you're a woman, you have to wear a bra, but no underwire because it can be used to shank people. So I had to, they even told me what kind of bra I'm supposed to wear to go to San Quentin.
Ooh, that's intimidating. Yeah. Well, you know you're protected and, you know, they're lifers, so they're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
There's not going to be any retribution.
Exactly.
But by the way, isn't San Quentin, they're the last ones that have death row but don't actually use it?
Yeah, they still have, it's a death row prison, but I can't remember the last time someone was executed there. But, you know, they just have it as a backup.
Who's there? Scott Peterson's there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Scott Peterson is there. Randy Kraft.
The inventor of Kraft singles. He deserves to be in jail.
I agree.
Disgusting. That's a crime against food. Culinary crime.
Now, wait a second. No, that guy owns the New England Patriots. We can go after him for Deflategate and all of that BS.
Yes,
he was responsible for messing up the beginning of 2015.
Right.
Yes, that Kraft. But yeah, you know, when I come back from the news, I want to ask you what you're going to be talking about, and if any part of you is scared, because you do have to, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it's
you can ask me
place.
Anything.
Yeah, and what you're going to talk about, I can't wait to hear the content.
Okay.
Daya Lakshminarayan. Look at that. I never thought I'd be able to pronounce it tonight. I just didn't think it was going to happen.
And now it's time for this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases. The Carolina Panthers are 15-1, clinched their division, and have home field advantage. The San Francisco 49ers are in last place in their division at 5-11. And the Cincinnati Bengals have won just as many games as the New England Patriots. That's this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases.
Turns out, not that uncommon. Yes, and immediately after the game, the coach, Tom Sula, was canned after his 5-11 debacle of a season. Now, do we have regrets about Harbaugh? I think so. And by the way, I think the answer is N-O to Mr. York about that. So Chip Kelly's floating around. He got fired from the Eagles. Bad idea. You're talking to a Philly guy. It's a bad, bad, bad idea. All right, then there's Mike Shanahan. Okay. Sean Payton would be great, but guess what? He has 2 years left on his contract. But the way we throw money around, why not? You know, buy him out. We'll see. Just a little bit of football. Daya, I had to hit that. You know, hit your red button there. Okay. Daya, Lakshminarayan.
You had it before. I believe in you.
Daya, Lakshminarayan. But you said I'm missing an N.
Lakshminarayanan.
Lakshminarayanan.
Yes. Lakshminarayanan. Very good. Very good. See, I had faith in you. I knew you were going to get it.
Now, people who bring you on stage must say, what the hell? Here comes Daya.
No, I make them say the whole thing. If people can say if people can say Zach Galifianakis and they can say Nomar Garciaparra, they better well say Daya Lakshminarayanan. I don't back down from that.
Lakshminarayanan.
Yeah, very good. It's not that hard to say.
Lakshminarayanan.
Yeah, I think people are intimidated of it. And I feel like, lots of people have complicated names. I mean, early immigrants like Polish folks, Italian folks, everyone in America has felt like their name was different or they needed to change their name. And I think we're getting to the point where we're like, let's just learn them, you know? So people.
So you don't allow Daya L.
No, I do not. Well, people tell me all the time, they're like, you need to get a stage name. You need to imagine.
I can imagine.
People give me all sorts of advice. But seriously, Zach Galifianakis doesn't have a stage name. And I bet people messed up his name 1,000 times.
That's incredible.
I figure if I can bring a little bit of Lakshminarayanan and a little bit of Indian culture, like in a traditionally white male dominated profession, which is stand up, then I'm already pushing the envelope and, you know, I've made a contribution.
Good for you. You go. Oh, she is the current host, by the way, of SF's monthly Moth Story Slam and the host of San Francisco's Slam at Public Works, all right? And she has an upcoming appearance at the Sketch Fest on January 6th at 2 o'clock at the Punchline. Okay, so we were talking about the fact that you're doing San Quentin Prison and you'll be talking to the lifers, so that would be the death row people. So during the break, I was looking up, oh my, Scott Peterson, who killed Lacey Peterson, and then Richard Allen Davis, who killed Polly Klass. Do you want to know which ones in the crowd are them?
So a couple things. One, the lifers that I perform for are not necessarily, you know, the death penalty ones. Some of them are just like life in prison without parole, but not necessarily death penalty. The folks who are hardened, hardcore criminals, they don't get the privileges of seeing shows or, you know, coming to a stand-up show.
Those on death row, right?
Yeah, the really hardened guys, they keep separate. So I'm lucky in that I know that the people, the population I'll be performing for are ones that go to therapy. They probably go to some group thing. They probably, you know, have enough privileges that they're doing things like get to take an art class or something. So this group of men has spent a lot of time knowing what their boundaries are and not to push them. So they're actually very attentive because they're better than most bar audiences I perform for because they're not on their cell phones and they're not drunk and they're not yelling anything like, what about me? Like, and there's no bachelorette party. So already San Quentin audiences are better than like 50% of the bar audiences.
And they want to be entertained. Joe Klosik is who I had in here on New Year's Eve. And he was we were talking about the evolution of doing comedy with the drunks versus soon to everyone being stoned. Not that most of them aren't anyway. But when it's legal, when they're actually lighting up in there, you know, there's going to be a 2-minute delay until they get the joke.
Sure.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy trying to be a comedian, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, well, already the San Francisco Punchline says no e-cigarettes, so you have to go step outside. So I think the no smoking ban will continue, but it might be possible that someone will, like, eat an edible before they sit down and then try to listen to comics. But there are comics that specialize in that kind, like Doug Benson. He's such a stoner comic. He specializes in that genre. So maybe we all have to learn to.
Cheech and Chong is.
Yeah, oh my
back
gosh,
again.
I love them. They're the grandfathers of stoner comedy. And if they're able to do it, I would rather perform for a stoned audience than a drunk audience, honestly.
Hmm. So is there material that you can't touch on at San Quentin?
Honestly, the facilitators that had me were pretty open. They're like, you can talk about, you know, whatever you want to. They only gave me two guidelines. They're like, you don't have any material about prison rioting, do you? And I was like, oh, yeah, 20 minutes on that, just that. But they didn't want me to do anything that would incite a riot, understandably. You're not supposed to do crowd work and ask them what their crimes were. So you can do crowd work like what's your name or, you know, how tall are you or whatever. But you can't say, so what did you do to get in here? So you can't ask those questions. One thing they said was a lot of these, I do material about religion when I'm on stage normally. This New Year's Eve, I was with Greg Proops at the Punchline, and we both do material about religion, and we make fun of it. But when I was on the inside, I noticed a lot of these guys, faith is what was keeping them going.
That's right. That is their time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I didn't want to necessarily crap on someone's beliefs if that's the thing that's keeping them going, that's getting them through day to day. So it wasn't necessarily someone was censoring me. It was just like, come on, don't be a jerk. You know, like, don't, you know, be mean to someone when they don't really have a lot going on.
Right on. Okay. By the way, did you volunteer or did they ask you?
They asked me. And I had to go through an extensive background check. And the background check is good for a year. And so they're having me back before my my permissions expire.
Before your one-year license expires.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So and then I'd have to reapply, and gosh, you know, who knows what I'm going to do.
So you are you single? Do you mind me asking?
I don't mind you asking. No. Yeah, tell people I'm single.
Mm-hmm. And that you don't want a baby. No babies.
Well, I don't mind having babies, but people can't see over the radio how beautiful I am.
She's gorgeous.
I just wanted to insinuate that I'm single, I'm very attractive, and funny. So you should look me up. go to my website, come to a show, buy a ticket, buy a full price ticket. And
well, I sure as hell hope that your website is not your name.
It's diacomedy.com.
That's much easier because no one would ever get that search right.
That's true.
Now, we're going to put all the information up at kgoradio.com. That's easy, too. But Dia Lakshminarayan on.
Perfect.
Yes.
You're so good. Give him a round of applause, everyone.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Very good.
I practiced all day. All right. Thank you very much. And once again, Dia will be appearing at SF Sketchfest January 16th, 2 o'clock at the Punchline. Thank you for coming in. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you so much. I had fun with you. You're great. Thanks for saying my name right.
I love it. Well, now that I have it in my head, I won't forget it. Okay. All right, Dia. Happy New Year, and we'll be back with the good news. Oh, and Crystal, I'm going to tell you how you can make 200. When we come back with Crystal, we're going to discuss how you can make $200 quickly through the U.S. government. All right, you're going to get paid to eat. That's right. So don't go away. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I didn't like who I was becoming.
I couldn't make myself stop.
I'd sneak out at work or sneak away from my family on weekends.
And eat an entire block of cheddar or a wedge of Gouda.
At least that's how it started.
But before you know it, you've hit rock bottom.
And find yourself in the back seat of a stranger's car.
Turning tricks for a couple of individually wrapped Kraft singles.
They're not even real cheese, just a processed cheese food.
And that's when you know that you need help.
At Cheezanon, we recognize that cheese addiction is real.
Hi, my name is Rod, and I haven't pooped in about a week.
And we will be there when you need help.
Just bend over the sink. Cheese took my life away, but it's not going to get yours.
Cheezanon, helping you fight cheese one day at a time.
Oh, my God, that drives me crazy because I have to tell you something. I'm a dirty cheese whore. That would be me. The stinkier the cheese, the better. Oh, my God, I could spend, as Sharon would say, she will not go to the Whole Foods cheese section with me because I fall into a trance. I really do. Oh, which one do I want? But guess what? Ever since I had all these operations, you know, I can't drink. So since I can't drink the red wine to go with the cheese, now I do not have the, I don't have the taste for the cheese.
You can't drink red wine?
I can. I mean, I've been told I can, but I'm just trying not to do too much at once. Oh. Yeah, I'm not saying I haven't had a little red wine. But that was always my thing, red wine and cheese at night. And I don't, Crystal, by the way, Crystal's in for Heather. Do you like cheese?
I do like cheese.
Yeah. Are
not
you a
all
big
cheeses.
Fan?
No, I don't like you don't a like lot of different cheese. I do like stinky cheese.
Stinky cheese is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's a party for you to go to the cheese section at Whole Foods?
Oh, I don't go to Whole Foods. I go to Trader Joe's.
Well, I don't think they have a cheese section.
They don't.
It would be a frozen cheese section, for God's sake.
They don't really.
No, it has to be Whole Foods. All right. By the way, we're talking about food, and this is going to be the good news. So if you want to make a quick $200 paycheck in a month, it's probably too late, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. And you can go to armytimes.com, yes, as in ourarmy.com. And what they want you to do is they want you to eat their MREs, which are meals ready to eat. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Crystal's a veteran.
Yes.
So thank you for your service.
Thank you for saying that.
And you ate this stuff.
Yes. Not well.
Well, you did.
I did.
Where did you serve?
Iraq, and I did one tour in Iraq and two tours in Qatar.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't really count.
No, Qatar probably doesn't count, but Iraq does for sure.
It's like the Honolulu of the time.
Okay. I know, that's like the people who, get placed or, they get shipped off to Hawaii. Oh,
yeah.
Wow, tough game.
Oh, right. Poor you,
I like House Hunters International.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we're going over to the Army base and we're trying to find a place to live in Hawaii.
Poor us. Oh, look at this beach property.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So they want you to eat the MREs for 21 days straight. They'll pay you $200. And this is because they're trying to come up with better MREs.
Yes, and they want to study how the food interacts with your gut and the bacteria in your gut.
Oh,
eating so many. Yeah.
Right.
You're doing okay, though, right?
Yeah, I am.
I did not kill you?
I didn't know all about that bacteria stuff. Because I'm still the guy who has to, you know, eat probiotics all day long. Yes, at least two containers of yogurt.
But he's okay.
Yeah.
Crystal did not kill Drex today.
No, but what did I eat? And it was really good.
You had the ratatouille.
Okay. And that was good. I mean, there's, it's really cool, too, because there, if I apologize if you're a veteran. You probably think, well, Drex, what the hell are you talking about, you idiot? I know that there's a chemical reaction, but it was interesting to watch.
Oh, just the heating process?
The heating process.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so you put it in the plastic bag, then you dump the goo in there.
You dump water. It's just water.
Oh, it's just water.
Yeah, you don't have to carry anything special around with you, and then you stick the food pouch in there.
Okay.
And it causes a chemical reaction, and it heats it up.
And there's a pack of matches here. There's some chewing gum. There's something to wash up with a little bit.
There's usually Tabasco sauce, but I think...
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yes, that's in there. And so, you know, here is a strawberry banana... Dairy shake powder. That's probably not too bad. I mean, honest to God, it wasn't bad. Are these the new ones or the old ones?
I think these are the 2015. This is the 2015 menu.
Crackers. So look, if I'm stuck in the middle of Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria, for God's sakes, this is a party.
Yep.
Yeah.
No joke. Hot food.
Right.
Served up.
Right. Courtesy of the good old USA.
In the back of the tank or whatever.
Look out for the AK-47s flying your way.
Oh, snap.
I know, snap right. but so they're looking for people who will actually try the diet. And by the way, you have to eat them 3 times a day.
Yes.
Yeah, no cheating. And it is 1,400 calories a day?
They range. They're different. Each one is different. It's between like 1,200 and 1,500 calories each if you eat the whole thing.
Right. Well, that would be the point. They would want you to.
Right.
Okay, so armytimes.com is where you find that if you're interested. And the dietitians are trying to create different recipes, and they want to know your experience as a civilian, not as a person who's stuck in some god-awful other place of the world where they don't want to be and they don't have a choice. All right? So, yes, do something for your country. That's the good news. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.